Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Thursday, January 15, 2026. The U.S. dollar is holding strong, trading in favorable ranges against major currencies while remaining flat against emerging market currencies. This comes as renewed market confidence uplifts equities, particularly in the tech sector. Tech firms, especially those involved in microchip manufacturing, like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, saw their shares rise. Investors are optimistic that these companies can continue delivering high profits, driven by the expansion of artificial intelligence. This optimism is further fueled by promises from these firms to increase capital spending. On the commodities front, we're seeing some pullback. After reaching record highs, metals like silver slid by approximately 2%. Oil prices also fell for the first time in six trading sessions, following comments from the White House. President Biden indicated he is likely holding off on any intervention in Iran, which has eased some geopolitical concerns. Turning to economic data, the U.S. labor market continues to show resilience. Initial jobless claims for the week of January 10 came in at 198,000, well below the expected 215,000. Additionally, the Empire Manufacturing Survey for January revealed a surprising boost in optimism among manufacturers. Looking ahead, tomorrow will close the week with the release of December's industrial production data. As of now, the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index shows the U.S. dollar at its highest level since December 9. Shifting to the U.K., the British pound has fallen to its weakest level against the U.S. dollar since mid-December. This decline comes despite some positive economic indicators. November's gross domestic product figures exceeded expectations, advancing by 0.3% compared to the forecasted 0.1%. However, this follows a flat reading in October, bringing the annual growth average to just 0.1%. Manufacturing and industrial production also impressed, with industrial production rising by 1.1% when a contraction of negative 0.2% was anticipated. Despite these gains, the UK faces significant headwinds, including weak economic momentum, high borrowing and energy costs, low investment, and a challenging global outlook. These factors make it difficult for the government to plan ahead. As for monetary policy, the odds of a rate cut by the Bank of England at their February 5 meeting remain low at 7%. However, the probability of a cut at the March 19 meeting has risen to 32%. Finally, let's take a look at the Japanese yen, which is trading near its weakest level since July 2024. The currency continues to face pressure due to political friction and concerns over potential foreign exchange intervention by the Bank of Japan. While there's speculation about a possible snap election, the focus remains on the challenges of announcing FX intervention. Past operations have proven costly, with the last intervention occurring in November 2024. Since then, the yen has depreciated by 3.63% despite a brief surge of 0.7% against the dollar in 2025. That's it for today's daily market update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.